I'm the Dean of Herbert Tepo Law School at Great Zimbabwe University. We are here to participate in a moot competition called the White and Case International Law World Moot Court Competition. Now, this is a competition where students from all over the world come together to Washington, D.C., and it is the biggest moot court competition. As I speak, there are about 500 law schools from all over the world. A moot court competition is whereby we simulate a court situation. Students are going to be arguing an imagined case before the International Court of Justice, and the dispute concerns various aspects of international law. So Great Zimbabwe represents Zimbabwe as a country, and we are going to appear before this imagined bench of the International Court of Justice and argue a case both for the applicants and the respondents that are defending the case.
So now, is this the first time that Great Zimbabwe is doing this kind of thing?
No, this is our second time. We participated last year, and we are here in the hope that we can do better than last year, having gained some experience, because last year we were in the top 100.
So what are your hopes this time around?
Well, we are hoping to do a lot better. The ideal thing is to be amongst the top 32, because the top 32 then proceed to the next round. If you don't make the top 32, then you don't proceed to the next round. Now, perhaps I should elaborate a bit on the nature of the dispute that is involved.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, the dispute surrounds two countries who are in the same region. You can say maybe either South America or SADC. They belong to the same regional bloc. Now, the dispute concerns various aspects of international law. There are actually four. One concerns the validity of an international arbitration award. And then there is also the validity of a treaty between the two countries that are in dispute. One alleging that the other has violated this particular treaty. And then the third aspect concerns the manufacturing of nuclear weapons, whether the one country that has attained nuclear capability is acting within international law. And finally, the issue concerning the validity of Security Council resolutions and the use of force by one of the countries in the dispute, whether the force used in the nature of using missiles resulting in the death of innocent civilians was within international law. So those are the four aspects that are being argued in this particular matter.
Mm-hmm. And briefly, what are the benefits of this kind of competition, and who is actually sponsoring?
Well, firstly, we are being sponsored by our university. Secondly, the most important aspect of this competition is one, exposure to our students in terms of court practice. This is actually practical experience they are gaining in arguing cases before an international tribunal, because you expect our students, some of them, not only to operate within our borders, but some of them may go on to work for international tribunals. So they get this exposure and the experience. They gain knowledge. They also gain contacts with other students from other countries, since we have so many countries here, more than 100. And also the effect that they may get opportunities for further studies by exposure to various international organizations.